So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
All right, coming up here till 5:08, we'll drink a toast with the shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check out with Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Not working on it.
He's not working on it.
All right. That's old Hollywood. Well, thank you, Miles. Traffic congestion has hit an all-time high throughout the nation.
I found that out today.
Seattle's bad, too.
So, Ted, you normally are what, 25?
Oh, no.
30 minutes?
Like 15.
15. How long did it take you to get into work today? It
took me about an hour today.
An hour.
To go, what, 9 miles maybe?
Maybe.
Something like that. And it's a straight shot.
Right. Max 9. I don't think it is even that long,
no.
That far.
But there was some accident, I guess, somewhere near Union Street, and it was just stopped.
Just shut it all down.
Union is one of the worst places for an accident if you're on 5.
So know. I cut through the city because that would be quicker.
Yeah. You know. That's
at least
how
you're
goes.
Moving kind of.
So what kind of a driver are you guys? Because there are same thing. Cutting through and taking side streets, it probably does take me longer. I think about 60% of the time, it takes me actually longer the way that I take. However, I prefer to keep moving.
That's always my philosophy. Like I know I'm going a little out of the way, but one, I know I'm going out of the way, and as long as I'm still moving forward, I'm reaching my destination.
Right.
But just sitting on 5 and things aren't moving, that I will lose my mind.
Exactly.
I go back and forth. Like today, I finally cut through the city because I know it. But generally, if I'm in an area I don't know and it tells me to get off the highway, I'll just listen to the GPS.
Yeah, that's right.
I figure it knows better than I do.
I was going home. There's always that traffic after Federal Way going into Tacoma around the corner, right?
Right there at Fife.
Yeah. And so I've always wondered, like, is it quicker to cut through Federal Way? Just because, you know, maybe I can get out and around, take 509 and stuff like that. There was one time there was some bad accident or congestion down there to where from Federal Way to Tacoma was going to be 45 minutes.
Jeez. Well, the one that that's sticking most people right now is 405 from Renton to 90.
Yeah.
So if you're in that corridor, and they've closed
it's
that
awful.
Thing down, you know, like multiple times, multiple weekends, whatever they're
right.
doing. But it's still congested even when it's moving normally.
Yeah, freely. So 45 minutes. So I finally decided, like, screw it. I'm going to go through Federal Way. Like, we're going to give this one a shot. I beat the time by about 4 minutes.
Really?
That's it.
And you got to keep moving.
And I got to keep
moving.
That's
the whole thing. I'm like a shark at that point. Like, I need to be in motion. Yeah.
Well, that's kind of like the other argument, right? Is like, is it better to be stuck, like, driving a long distance that takes half an hour? Or trying to fight through the city that takes you half an hour and it's just
right.
like stop and go.
Right. They say a fertility gap is fueling a rise in one-child families.
What is a fertility gap?
I don't know. I didn't look into it.
A fertility gap would tell me you are incapable, right?
Right.
Because that's what fertility is. If you're choosing not to have more than one kid, then okay.
Yeah. I don't know. I didn't look into it. I'm not working on it. I don't care. One-child family's cool. Do your thing.
Whatever, man.
Yeah. There's a 3-year-old chess player that's just become the youngest person to earn an official rating. 3 years old.
I saw that kid, and it annoys me.
He's good enough to get a rating, so I have no idea.
Yeah, but I mean, is it high? Before we celebrate this 3-year-old.
I'd put it this way. Dunk on this 3-year-old.
We would not get a rating.
No, I don't think so.
None of us are good enough to play chess. Like they would acknowledge that we know the rules.
Right.
But I don't even think we could get a rating. But I saw a picture of that kid, and I'm like, I hate the fact that kid would wipe me out in about 2 minutes if we sat down to play chess. Well, he's picking his nose and scratching his ass.
Put some gloves on. Let's see how well you do, punk. Time for the Merriam-Webster Word of the Day, boys. Put your thinking caps on. I give you guys a 90% chance of success on this one. It is a verb and brought to you by the letter I. And to do this to a person or an animal is to introduce immunologically active material like an antibody or an antigen into the...
Immunize.
Say what now?
Immunize.
Immunize. It's good, but that's not the one.
That's what I was thinking.
Especially in order to treat or prevent a disease. It is kind of the same vein. No pun intended.
It's not indoctrinated.
Last and final chance. The word is inoculate.
Oh,
inoculate. Quick update. I just saw a picture of this 3-year-old, and he's wearing shades.
I know.
I hate him now, too.
Yeah.
Do they wear shades so that, you know, it looks like poker?
Yes.
You got to hide your face.
Yeah, because you're looking a few steps ahead.
You don't want him to see what you're looking at.
Okay.
Right.
I think.
Because I thought the same thing at first. He's wearing shades.
Like, why is he so cool?
Sorry. Got a back tattoo.
Did you bring aviators to a chess match?
Yeah, he's got like a hot blonde girlfriend. I'm like, he's 3.
Right.
What is he doing?
He's with the leather jacket. He rolled up on a Harley.
He's friends with Kevin Hart.
Damn, man.
But he's tall.
And The Rock.
You're 3. Why does your girlfriend have bolt-ons? Cash is the leading holiday gift request this year, with 1 in 5 Americans admitting that help paying their bills would be their ideal present.
Well, sure.
Yeah, money's tight.
Yeah, and money spends everywhere.
Right. Yeah, exactly right. Money is good everywhere that you need it.
No one's going to return it.
And, you know, there was a lot more statistics where people expect to spend somewhere in the neighborhood of $1,100 on gifts this year.
Damn.
And don't expect near as much in return.
Well, of course not.
I think people want to buy things they need, which is not what you want to tell someone as far as what you would like. I mean, what you want and what you like is not different from what you need.
For sure.
Right.
You need laundry detergent, you know? But you don't want it.
Buy me some Tide Pods.
Right.
Feel free to wrap it up, brother. It's all good.
Buy me the thing that I do not want to buy right now.
Yeah.
And, I look for, like, tools and little kitchen appliances and whatnot.
But that stuff works.
Yeah.
That's good, you know.
You know, my brother-in-law is one of the hardest people to buy for because he has enough money that if he truly wants it, he can and will buy it for himself.
Mm-hmm.
So I look at his registry, like, last year or something like that. He's like, he's got a little pie scooper or a pie server.
Just that so he can say, like,
Buy this for me. Right.
My brother's the same way. Like, he has more money than God. He doesn't need anything. He doesn't have kids. So I basically tell my kids, hey, you get him something. Because whatever you guys get him, he'll love.
Yeah.
Even if it's stupid.
That's why I get him a bottle of something.
If I buy a bottle, it's for me. I'm telling you that right now, man.
You've never given alcohol as a gift.
Not that I could not partake in.
Well, sure.
I brought you
a
gift.
That's the idea.
Right. But I would not send him a bottle. He lives 3,000 miles away. If he lived in Federal Way and I'm going to go visit him on Christmas, I would show up with a bottle, say it's for him, and then ask him to open it.
Pop it open. Let's have a toast.
Yeah, absolutely, man. I don't.
And then just keep going.
Yeah.
I'm the same way. Like, me and my brother, after a while, we're adults.
Sure.
But then, if there's something cool, like Dick's a few years ago had a package you could send people with frozen burgers.
Cool.
So I, like, sent him that.
Yeah.
That's perfect.
Exactly. That's great. Apparently, cassette tapes are making a comeback.
They keep saying that, which leads me to believe that maybe they're not.
The only problem with cassette tapes is just the strength of the tape because it ages over time.
Yeah.
So those tend to snap. So unless you have a repair kit and know how to do it like a reel-to-reel, eventually, whether you're fast-forwarding, rewinding, all the stressful things that cassettes that put pressure on that, they do tend to break.
Yeah, that was the worst part of a cassette, was just that.
Here's my thing. Here's my theory as to why cassette tapes are making a comeback, because I believe that there are certain artists or artists that their listeners will buy literally anything that they put out.
Yeah.
And so they've put out an entire bundle of their garbage album that includes a cassette tape that they will buy every single form of how this record comes out, and they will buy the cassette tape. They will never listen to it, but they will buy the crap.
Do you have something to listen to it on? Like, I love vinyl. I've always liked vinyl. Like, I'm not going back to it. I've never left it. I never liked CDs. I've always had a turntable, right? The cassette player, I'm like, look, you can have all the cassettes you want. I don't even know where to go to buy one if I were looking
for one. And how do you play? Well, Bluetooth probably. But also, too, it's generational. So we grew up with records.
Right.
So there's a nostalgia in that. That's why I still buy albums today. The next generation only bought CDs.
Yeah.
So that will come back. Mm-hmm. And people will start buying CDs again because that was what this generation knew. And now it's retro. And now it's going back to what you grew up with.
Exactly.
So it's just going to be a progression like that.
I just don't think it's near that nostalgic and retro. I think it's because somebody that is being pitched as a perfect person that is great and wonderful is actually taking y'all for a ride.
Mm-hmm. I would agree a little bit just because records just sound so much different.
Right. They absolutely do.
Right. Yeah. So I get why vinyl is having such a comeback, and people like it, right? As long as I've known Thrill, he has talked about vinyl.
Absolutely.
And the other thing is a lot, it depends, how old an album is. So if someone puts out new vinyl today, it is what it is. I'll still buy it. But a lot of the old, if you buy it like old Zeppelin or old Sabbath, like it was recorded to be analog, right? So when you actually listen to it on a record, you do hear a difference because that's what it was recorded for.
It depends on the band, too. So if you listen to Steely Dan, it's clean as hell. So is Mark Knopfler. Dire Straits is clean as hell. I bought a couple of Alice in Chains albums this past week. Alice in Chains is the perfect band for vinyl. They sound so good on vinyl.
Yeah. Hell yeah, dude.
It's
fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
A woman in Florida was arrested for her attire, Miles.
She was arrested for what?
For her attire.
Oh, for what was she wearing?
I'll tell you all about it at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, we made it to the weekend and drinking time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we toast the Kish Inox Tech Expo. So what is the Kish Inox Tech Expo? I'm glad you asked. It's an annual international event serving as a platform to showcase Iran's economic and technological capabilities. And this year, attendees were treated to Mr. and Miss Data. They're actually a pair of humanoid robots. And like Russia's in on the game. China's in on the game. U.S. is definitely doing their thing. But the impressive robots, they even interacted with visitors. Miss Robot, the quote-unquote female version, explained to attendees that it was, quote, in a blockchain space. And that together with her male counterpart, it is a collection of data that works together in a shared data code. Now, people were very impressed with the Iranian ingenuity. And robots, they were fluid. They were actually very articulate. Then people noticed that they blinked. They breathed. But more accurately, they also had acne scars. Because they were people that they simply tried to dress up as androids. Yeah. They were pretending to be robots.
Oh, my God.
Well, naturally, they're now enjoying being the butt of many, many jokes worldwide. If you get the chance, again, the Kish, K-I-S-H, Inox, I-N-O-X, Tech Expo, more than likely this will be the first story that pops up.
So they're trying to prove
that they have moved forward with their robotics and Android stuff, which a lot of countries are doing. The thing that really startled people about these is that in addition to the robot bodies, like the faces looked real. and the expressions looked real, and I don't understand Iranian, but even when you click on it, you can tell it's the equivalent of talking like this, and they're trying to make the motions, but when you close in, like, that's an acne scar. And then people realize they blinked, and you can see them breathing, and in the end, it's like, yeah, man, listen, they dressed us up to try to play androids.
That's kind of fun, though.
Dude, it is. It's just a sad and pathetic thing.
I am emotionally unequipped for this answer.
Exactly, man. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
It's over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bichola.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.